There was a short line at the cashier's desk. It took 10 minutes before the woman directly in front of him, short with mousy brown hair teased up so high it blocked Kevin's view, reached the gated window. Kevin bit down on his lower lip as he watched her place $12 in chips into the tray. With his stash, he was going to blend in like an elephant at a dog show. An Asian elephant at that. The woman got her cash, 2 fives and 2 ones, and Kevin stepped up to the window. He pushed his chips through in multiple stacks. Normally, high rollers did not cash in their own chips. Someone from the casino staff took care of it, trading markers for chips or vice versa. But this was a strategic mission, a quick hit and run. The cashier, a blond man with his sleeves rolled up, looked at all the purple chips and smiled at Kevin. "One moment, sir." He scooped the chips into a tray, then reached for a phone. Kevin's pulse quickened, even though he knew this was par for the course. Nowadays, you couldn't walk out of a casino with such money without someone making a phone call. Any transaction over $10,000 would be reported to the IRS. Kevin didn't like the CTR, but he wasn't overly concerned about it, since he was using a legal alias and a real Social Security number. He was more concerned about the person on the other end of the cashier's phone call. The cashier stepped away from the window, still talking on the phone. When he came back, he still had that idiotic smile planted on his face. "This is going to take a few minutes. Kindly step to the side so I can service other customers while the boys upstairs handle your account." Kevin nodded, his nausea building as he let the next person step up to the window. This was taking way too long. He considered bolting for the door, but $50,000 was too much to leave behind. He set his jaw, reminding himself that he'd done nothing wrong. He hadn't broken any laws or hurt anyone in any way. Fuck 'em if they didn't want his business. He'd take his money and go play somewhere else. 10 minutes later, two men in dark suits came from a door behind the cashier's desk. One of the men had gray hair and dark plastic-rimmed glasses. The other was younger, with a puggish nose and thin lips. The one with the glasses had a brown paper bag in his hands. Without saying a word, he handed the bag to Kevin, then crossed his arms. Kevin glanced inside, saw the stacks of $100 bills. When he looked up, the pug nose was pointing toward the exit. "You and your friends had your little fun. Now get the hell off our boat." Kevin felt his face pale as he turned and headed toward the exit. He didn't look back. Step by step by step. He passed through the exit and onto the ramp that led to the hotel. Then he was through the lobby and on the sidewalk. He passed the valet stand and started down the driveway toward the car. He had made it 5 steps when a white van with darkened windows suddenly pulled up next to him, going the wrong way down the driveway. The van slowed to the same speed he was walking, staying right alongside. Kevin couldn't feel his feet anymore. He just kept moving, step by step by step. He trained his eyes straight ahead, trying not to look at the van as it moved with him. When he was 10 feet from the Toyota, he broke into a sprint. The van paused, then its tires squealed as it raced past the car and out onto the interstate.